好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始，扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, I'm Al.
Hi, I'm Susan.
Welcome. 第一部分我们来先复习一下学过的几个短语。Back to the drawing board.
回到了起点，一切从头开始。
Right, start from the beginning. 第二个，如果有人形容你是 bad sailor, 是说你晕车或者晕船。
And the last one is the bathing suit.
Bathing suit. Bathing suit 跟 swimming suit 都是游泳衣。如果是
Bath gown 浴衣，
还有如果是 naked 还可以说是
birthday suit。
Birthday suit， 上次我们学到了一个句子是说如果你碰到老朋友说哪天我去你那玩，
I'll drop by one of those days.
I will Yes, I will drop by. Drop by 还可以用 drop in, stop by, stop in 来替换。
OK, that's all for next, that's for the previous one. Now let's begin our three parts. The first one.
I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
I'm quite well, thanks.
And your father? Is he still busy?
Sure, you know, he's over the hills and busy as ever.
I don't know if he likes climbing the mountain.
No, I mean he's middle-aged.
这里最有歧义的呢就是 be over the hill。
这是一个看似很简单但却很有蕴含的词。一般我们说人到中年
应该是
in one's middle age。
in one's middle age。但这里呢用的是 be over the hill。是说已经人到中年但不跟 hill 实际上没什么关系，跟 climbing mountain 就更扯不上边了，对吧。
我是告诉他的父亲正值中年，事业繁忙。
Okay. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
And I'm quite well, thanks.
And your father? Is he still busy?
Sure, he's over the hill now. Or he's in his middle age. You know, he's busy as always. Middle-aged men are.
So you should remind him of his house.
Thank you so much. I will do so.
当别人再说完一个俚语啊，再给你解释一下，譬如说 be over the hill， 再给你加 he's you know middle aged，这时候他在用的是 foreigner talk。
Foreigner talk?
Yes, foreigner talk. 就是如果你在跟别人说话的时候，跟 foreigner 讲话的时候会 slow down。
多做一些解释 ，right？
对，譬如我们跟外国人说话的也会嘛。你好吗？你要多少？Something like this. This is called foreigner talk. 但我们的目标是呢 not really understand the foreigner talk.
But to be understood.
The native speakers. Okay. So the first one is the over the hill. 人到中年。
Next one. Guess whom I saw yesterday.
Whom?
A foreigner Chinese teacher. And I was taken aback.
Why did she take you aback?
I think you don't follow me somehow. I mean, I was greatly surprised.
What happened to her?
She's carrying large and expecting.
Carrying large and expecting? What does that mean? Jelly, guess whom I saw yesterday. 猜我昨天见到谁？
是我们的汉语老师，我们的语文老师。I was taken aback.
Taken aback.
是吓了一跳。
就是说他见到中文的老师非常吃惊，就是 very surprised， 对吧？这个 take aback 其实就是向后这样一仰。
对，就是很吓，我们说吓了我一跳，其实
对，吓了一跳，但实际上并不是跳起来，就是 take aback 向后这样一撤，对。然后他又说 what happened to her？
他说 she is carrying large and expecting。
She is carrying large and expecting.
就是大肚子要生孩子了。
如果说 expecting, she is expecting, 就是说她已经怀宝宝了，等着生宝宝，对吧？Carrying large 是肚子已经大了，对吧？
And so that's big news, isn't it?
所以回答，oh, big news, isn't it? be taken aback 是说非常的 surprised、嗯、然后还有怀孕和
expecting
还有 carrying large、
she is carrying she was carrying large and expecting、嗯、这里面两个短语一个是 be taken aback aback 这两个是连着的一个I was taken aback, and she's carrying large and expecting.
嗯，我吓了一跳，原来她要快生孩子了。好，第三个 ，You look very tired. Did you burn the midnight oil again?
As a matter of fact, I stayed in the meeting room until 5 o'clock in the morning.
What kept you so busy?
I didn't know either. It seemed that the group members were beating a dead horse.
What? A dead horse?That's terrible. 嗯，这个对话里有第一句话 ,You look very tired, 你看起来好累啊 ,You look pale, 看起来很苍白。Did you burn the midnight oil again?
嗯，你点了午夜的油了吗？点了午夜的油灯吗？
哦，这个是说你
熬夜。
熬夜，我们曾经学过一个有关于熬夜的词句。
Pull an all-nighter
跟 burn the midnight oil 是一个道理，都是熬夜。
熬通宵，
开通宵呢，都是说 work hard 或者 study， 不是说要
play until through the night。
Have fun 可就不算了，对吧？
嗯。
他说 ，as a matter of fact，
啊，我今天早上4点钟才离开会议室的。
嗯。
他说你怎么这么忙呢？啊，我也不知道。嗯，我就觉着我们的组员都在 beating
a dead horse，
正在打一匹死马、
嗯，
然后他就会错意了，说。A dead horse? That's terrible.
嗯，实际上有关于 house 的短语非常的多，比如说一匹黑马，
嗯，黑马，人们想象不到的能够出来 ，one a win something right?
对，
一匹黑马 ，a dark horse，
可不是 a black horse， 是一个 dark horse。
嗯，
如果拼命工作，就是像
work like a horse。
我们中国是说驴，是吧？
勤勤恳恳的老黄牛。
嗯，对，不过拿驴使就是拼命工作，对吧、
嗯嗯、
？Work like a horse， 本末倒置。
嗯，这个大家都很熟了。本末，在这翻译成英语呢，就是车和马
的关系。
嗯
，Put the cart before the house。
嗯 ，put the cart before the horse。
如果你说它像我们中国人说你它像牛一样能吃啊，或者说不对，应该说像牛一样壮、
嗯、
，as strong as a horse。应该是 horse、
嗯、
而这里的呢beat a dead horse、啊、是说
这个 horse 用的它的用法是争论已经解决的问题类似的还有一个 flog a dead horse
徒劳无功 flog F-L-O-G flog a dead horse 徒劳无功
嗯，意思是继续做一件毫无成功希望的事情
我们汉语中其实也很像譬如说死马当活马医、
嗯、something like that
跟马还是有点关系啊 ，little， you know， concerned with how， horse，
实际上这个 horse 在英语当中是用的，就像 dog 一样用的非常非常多。我们说常识、
yeah.
生活常识怎么说呢 ？horse sense，horse 后面加 sense，s-e-n-s-e， 常识
horses。
嗯
，I know how to say nonsense， 嗯，
没用的话。没用的事情来、
哦、或者根本胡说八道、
嗯、
你可以回答 nonsense
但是有用的事情常识呢就 horses、
嗯、OK so 这个对话就 look very tired did you burn the midnight oil again
as a matter of fact we stayed in the meeting room till 4 o'clock in the morning
what kept you so busy
I didn't know either it seemed that the group members were beating the dead horse
oh that's too bad、
嗯、
你表示顺承一下就好了
yeah,
OK
that's
too
bad
嗯好
okay,
复习一下第一个是
人到中年
be over the hill、
be over the hill
相当于 middle,
middle
aged 还有就是 be taken aback、
吓了一跳
还有跟这个有一点关系 expecting 如果 be expecting 尤其用来形容女人怀孕、
不能说我很期待你不能说 I'm expecting
应该说 I'm looking forward to that
I'm looking forward to see you again seeing you again
对 you should not say I'm expecting or something like this、还有跟马呢是 beat a dead horse
啊，死马当做活马医还是做一件继续做一件没有成功希望的事情
还有像马一样壮像牛一样壮
as strong as a horse
and strong as a horse. OK, 第一部分呢就是要听懂了，所以你一定听懂了。
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，
登录 www.coolearn.com。
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。第二部分，如果你在街上碰到抢劫 ，Well, that's kind of rotten luck， 那可真是倒霉，对吧？
嗯。
但是如果你想，你的英语还好的话，如果被人抢走皮包，你向警察报案的时候应该怎么说？你可不能说 I lost my handbag on the subway。
那你说，那其实你就是你自己的不对了，是吧？我自己在地铁里丢了皮包。
嗯，被抢啊，会有两个词，一定要记住，一个是 snatch， S N A T C H， 被抢了。
嗯
，snatch。还有一个是 mug， M U G， mug。
啊，两个都是不。很鲁莽的词哎，
两个都是很郁闷的词，听到。比如说皮包被抢，应该说 I had my handbag snatched on the subway. Snatched.
皮包在地铁里被抢了，
或者 someone snatched my bag on the subway.、
嗯、
就是有人抢我包了，应该这样说。我们平常所说的那种小钱包，尤其女士用的
purse,
P U R S E， 也可以说是 pocketbook.
嗯哼。Pocketbook, remember, book.
嗯，
不要以为是一个袖珍版的小书。Pocketbook 是说小手提包，
小钱包。
嗯，
如果你说你的钱包被抢，而不是整个提包被抢，就应该说 I have my purse picked， 或者picked， 尤其是扒手。
嗯
，pick 就轻轻的一拎就没有了，对吧？pickpocket 就是扒手啊。
那要是说，你要是想提醒别人小心有人抢东西哦，小心你劫匪怎么办？
就 beware of muggers
啊、大家 beware of 是一个短语，小心。
嗯。
beware of muggers， 小心有抢匪哦。
嗯，对啊。然后如果还有一种强盗呢，是说一般的强盗是说的 robber， 但是 mugger 就是讲的路上的抢匪。尤其是路上，比如说他经常骑自行车特别快，或者骑摩托车会把你的包很抢。
那你还抢东西啦？
抢了，大抢包啦！你看什么
？I was mugged.
I was mugged.
嗯，
我是被抢了。I was mugged.
一定要大声的喊 I was mugged. No, no, no. I hope that
nobody
will use this sentence.
Yeah.
If in the case, just know how to speak and.And call for some help, right?
对 ，I was mugged. I was mugged. 我被抢了，就要大声的讲出来。这个 mug 尤其是指路上的暴行或者抢劫。那 mugshot 呢，就是警察局存档的那种脸部照片，你一定很熟，就正面一个，侧面一个，四个，背面还有，侧面两个。那种呢，那种照片叫 mugshot。
Shot, S H O T.
Mugshot.
嗯，对，瞬间照下来的东西。
嗯，跟这个纽约很乱，对吧？
嗯，
大家都知道非常乱，所以如果你刚到纽约，可能会有朋友就会说 ，Stay away from lonely black back street.
You might be mugged.
就是
你不要走
偏
僻
的
道
路，
偏僻 lonely back street.
Lonely back street. 你可能遇到抢匪。说到这个，想起来，如果说警察说不许动。How should say in English? English should be say not stop.
Still?
应该是 freeze.
冻住了。
把你冻起来 ,freeze, 就是说你别动了。
动
一定要把这个词应该有听懂。因为I heard a story that a Japanese student once visited America,、
uh-huh.
and he don't understand this word. The police said freeze, but he kept moving.
And then
shot him.
The police shot him?
Yeah.如果所以别人说 freeze 你老是别动 That's a very important sentence kind of、I had my handbag snatched just now right in front of the bank. Call the police, please.
Alright, madam.
也就是说我刚才皮包在这家银行前被抢了，赶紧叫警察，对吧？Can you describe the purse snatcher?
It happened so suddenly that I couldn't see his face. I ran away on foot in that direction.
Describe the purse snatcher, 抢包人的长相，劫匪的长相。
Purse snatcher 是一个名词， 抢匪。
对。Are you new in town?
Yes, I am.
Are you new? 就是说你新来的。
新来的吗？
Beware of pickpockets, purse snatcher, and muggers.
Is the crime situation that bad here?
Unfortunately, yes.
嗯、
很不幸的是当地的流就是非常的严重，
治安非常的乱。
嗯， So
at the last part,
我们讲一个小典故。
Big wig， wig 呢是假发， W-I-G、Big wig 就是要人名人全流大亨。原来呢为什么要用 wig 了来表示大人物呢？因为在18世纪呢，欧洲的上流社会人们都会戴假发，而且一般是地位越高，假发越长，所以后来人们就要把人和权组合在一起， Big wig 就是表示大人物。但是这个词呢，现在被用来就是讽刺那些故意要装出绅士风度而且摆出官架子的人。
嗯，这就是 Big wig 的含义。
嗯，好，今天呢我们就到这。不是，我想没复习，先弄这个。
OK, that's all for today.
别说了，后边这段掐了吧，谢谢。
我从那个不知道的时候就开始，那我们总得录一个正常一点的，拜拜的。
啊，拜拜，谢谢。
OK, that's all for today.
So, phrase, bye bye.
See you next time.